Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is John L. Ben, host of the Blog Talk Radio show, Break Out of Your Box. Excited to have you listening today. Hope that you're motivated and inspired to live your dreams. An interesting thing happened several weeks ago. I went to a pre-screening of the new movie that is breaking out across the country, and it's called Hunger Games. It inspired the topic that we're going to cover today. It's called All Hunger, No Games. All Hunger, No Games. The movie, if you've seen the movie, great. And if you have not seen the movie, I will not tell the movie. I'll just give you the backdrop of the movie. The movie starts in Panem. That is the name of the nation and the place where the movie began. And the capital is more or less the government. And the government, in essence, rules 13 districts. But the 13 districts rose up against the capital. And in the capital, in essence, there was a huge war. And the capital annihilated District 13. And then the other 12 districts existed solely to produce various goods and things for the capital. And so what happened was that the government, one, wanted to show the districts from then on never to try to rise up against the capital. And so they created the Hunger Games, where they did a lottery system and took two of their children to compete in a game to the death, a boy and a girl from every district. The thing about that, many people, when they heard about it, it was children killing children, they thought it was a bad movie, and the premise may sound difficult to kind of stomach to figure out why would you make a movie about that. But if you listen to the undertone of the movie, seeing as though it is a movie, and not advocating children or youth violence, but if you listen to an oppressive system forcing its will against someone, if you listen to an entity telling someone what they have to do, where they have to be, how they live their lives. Many of us know plenty of systems, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's actually the current government system in any of the nations, states that we may live in. There's all types of systems that suppress, hold back, and hold down. The thing that's going to force you past those systems to accomplish your dreams and live your life, despite what the government is doing, despite what people are doing, despite what your job is doing to you, is that you're going to have an approach that is all hunger and no games. In order to live your dreams, you're going to have an approach that is all hunger and no games. Interesting tagline that they say with the movie is, may the odds be in your favor forever. You ever see people that look like they're always winning, that the odds are always in their favor, seemingly forever? Well, oftentimes it's not as if these people do not have down days, it's that you never see them. Unless you're close to me, you wouldn't know that I had a sad day or a down day, because 9 times out of 10 I'm always happy and outgoing. But those who are close enough know that I have days of challenge that I have to work through. But ultimately, the odds are still in my favor because I get to choose the outcome of my life instead of allowing someone to choose it for me. That every day in pursuit of my dreams, even if met with sadness, is still in a joy, instead of reconciling my fate to someone else and having no control over my life. Have you ever been so low down that your below was down? I mean, so low down that you were below down. Have you ever been so low down that you were below down and how you felt? Ultimately, this movie depicts someone who was the lead in the film. She could have given up, she could have quit, but she stayed in pursuit of her goals and dreams. So how do you have all hunger? How do you play no games as you pursue your destiny? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision that you will pay the price for whatever it takes. Many women nowadays are talking about the Christian Louboutin shoes, these shoes range anywhere from $2,000 or more. But many women settle for knockoff versions of these shoes. They may take a $200 or $300 pair of these shoes. Why? Because $200 is 10 times, to pay the real price, versus the $200 is only 10% of the real price. People don't want to pay the price, so they settle a second bet. Many men like various name brand gym shoes, Jordans, but they may settle for a lesser brand that looks nice because they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to save up. You have to save up in your emotional bank in order to pay the price for what you want. And that price is going to take hunger. Think about when you don't eat. Your stomach growls, you grumble, and you're focused. If you pass by a restaurant, you're looking in the window, you're imagining the menu. It's what consumes you daily. And in order for your hunger to intensify, you can't play any games. You can't do what everyone else is doing because everyone is not going where you're headed. So your destiny lies in your decisions, and that comes from deep within. So you got to have a deep hunger, number one. Number two, in order to get to the next level in your life, in order to drive that hunger, you got to have a real plan. You have to have a real plan. I'm not talking about watching what someone did on TV and you kind of cut and paste your life and their life because they're famous and they made it. So can I? No, you have to have a plan that is vetted and tested, that you've thought about the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats, the things that could take you down. And when you have this plan, you have to have hunger to execute the plan. You have to begin to take massive action to accomplish the goal. If you want to lose weight, you can't just get out and jog one block. No, you got to jog, run, go to the gym, do some swimming, also monitor your diet because 80% of weight loss is what you put in your mouth, 20% of what you do at the gym. Your hunger has to consume you in executing this plan. Every day, you have to think about the plan. You have to begin to not just think. You have to move from thinking to action because your hunger will drive you. But there can't be any games. It can't be what someone else is doing to stop your plan. And guess what? If you're committed to it, then failure is not an option. Sleeping and eating is optional. You will stay up late. You will get up early. You will drive to your trainer. You will stop talking to friends so that you can focus your mind on your life. Because I guarantee you, if you learn to live now like no one else, you'll be able to live later like no one else can. And it's going to take sacrifice. If you pay the price, committing to a plan, and then guess what? In order to live a life that shows that you are intentional about your success, you have to have purpose. To have all hunger and no gains and see the life, you have to have purpose. You have to have meaning attached to why you're doing what you're doing. In the movie, the young lady had a purpose. Her purpose was to get back to her family. Her purpose was to keep her partner alive that was in the movie, and ultimately not just to represent the district, but to stop an oppressive system. What is your purpose? Is it to stop and break the back of poverty in your family? Is it ultimately to bring the creator glory for the fact that you have life? Is your purpose to embark upon a new journey where you touch millions of people that are in need of something that you have to give? Because guess what? If you don't fulfill your purpose in this world, no one else will. Whatever you got and brought to the table of life, if you don't get it out, it'll stay in. You have to break out of your box and decide that the life I'm going to live is going to be all hunger, no gains. I'm going after it. I'm going to have a voracious appetite as it pertains to life and devouring the things that are meant for me, the things that were meant for me. I was talking to my younger sister, and it was so funny. I turned a year older, and she said to me, she said, "You know what? You know, we're getting older. You know, this is straight life, no more games. This is straight life." Because I remember when you were 17 with the chicken pox and mama wouldn't let me in to see you. She said, and that was so long ago. She said, "This is straight life." And I'm telling you, this is straight life now. You can't blame your mom. You can't blame your daddy. Anything from 0 to 18, you can blame your parents. Anything from 18 and up, your life is your fault. You get what you permit. How is your hunger doing? Have you satisfied your hunger? And if you are full now, then you need to find something else to get passionate about again, to get hungry again, and stop playing games because this is straight life. When you look up on your deathbed, you will not regret the risk you take. You will regret the fact that you played it safe, that you did not go all out when you could have. And guess what? Your kids and your children's kids they will regret the fact that you didn't set them up for greater success because you wasn't willing to pay the price. You had no hunger, and you enjoy playing games. You enjoy reality TV. You enjoy spending more time on the couch than you did getting out. And I'm not just talking to you. I motivate myself so I know what to do and what not to do. But I know what? It is time for us to stop playing games. Because when the smoke clears, we'll be the ones left standing. Life is about growth and change. You have to change to grow. And by growing, your life will change. How do you do that? You see your faith and your fears will starve to death. You have to do it. Hard places bring hard men and women. And those people are able to endure and rule not only their worlds, but the world. Nelson Mandela, over 2 decades in prison, he became hard to hate and open to love, and that allowed him to lead. He chose when and where to be hard. He said, I refuse to grow bitter in my situation. He had a hunger. All hunger is what he had, to eradicate the injustices that were happening in this country. He played no games when he got out, and he became president of South Africa. In order to accomplish your life on a high level, what breaks your heart? Part of searching for your purpose is identifying what breaks your heart. What do you see and you get sad about? Maybe that's something that you have a hunger for that you should lean into. What problems can you solve in the world? What can you make better for people? Why are you waiting? What is taking you so long to act upon your hunger? Are you tired of playing games? I know I am. Old saying, they used to say when I was growing up as a kid, they said, if push comes to shove, and when they said, if push comes to shove, I'll do this. Or if push comes to shove, I'll do this. Let me tell you something. Push has already come to shove. It's time to push back. It's time to shove back. It's time to live the life that you're capable of. And if you're doubting your life right now, if you're down the square footage of your house, if you're down the year on your car, if you're down the savings that you have just in case you have an emergency in your life, if you're down the peace from within, then push has come to shove, and it's time for you to push back. I don't know about you, but I've decided here on out, from all hunger, no gains. My name is John L. Barron. My time is up. I thank you for yours. May the odds be in your favor forever. Tune in next week as we learn how to handle conflict in real relationships, R-E-A-L relationships, real relationships, because relationships sound cute. We know that there are real relationships that are happening in our lives, and we need to know how to speak life because too many people have died by words. Then I believe in you.